Welcome back, everyone, to the campfire. Tonight, we have the pleasure of interviewing Wisconsin native Brandon Syme as he tells his true encounter sighting of the Beast of Bray Road. Stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. The Beast of Bray Road is commonly known as the Wisconsin Werewolf, Bay Road Beast, Dogman, depending on who you ask. The Beast of Bray Road is a hairy humanoid creature with canine features that has been sighted near the towns of Delavan and Elkhorn in Wisconsin, mainly during the 1990s. Witnesses have claimed that this beast is anywhere between 6 and 7 feet tall. They also said they've seen this creature that's on all fours, but also it could run and walk on bipedal just like a human. According to how it looks as far as color, I would assume it would be kind of hard to tell from a distance, and it would be even harder to tell during the night. I'd rather not know myself. That just means that I personally got too close to it, and I wouldn't be here tonight to share this interview. This beast was allegedly first sighted in 1936. In the 1980s, several alleged witnesses reported the beast had made contact with their vehicles while they were driving on Bray Road, leaving long scratch marks along the side of their cars. One witness stated that they hit something while they were driving on the road one night, and upon examining her vehicle to see what she had hit during the night when she was driving, some wolf-like creature with red glowing eyes chased her in the car, leaving claw marks near the rear passenger door. Sightings have also been reported during the daylight too. That means you're just not safe on Bray Road. Animal mutilations have been reported in the area around Bray Road with animal remains, including deer and livestock, partially eaten with specific organs removed from the animal carcasses. The Beast of Bray Road counts as the most famous of modern American werewolves, or Dogman, if you will. The reason why I keep on mentioning Dogman is because their neighbor is Michigan, and everybody knows the tale of the Michigan Dogman. They have very similar characteristics with glowing red eyes. Some have claimed to even seen this beast with blue glowing eyes as well as amber. Everyone has a different story to tell. Now, without further ado, please welcome Brandon Syme around the campfire. Hello, Brandon, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Hello, Zach, and thank you for letting me join you tonight.
I appreciate you coming on and telling us your encounter. I appreciate you coming on. So yeah. Let's get into it. What happened to you?
Okay, so I would have been 8 years old because it was 2011.
Okay.
So I was coming back from my grandparents' house at the time. So I used to live in a small town, Lyons, which is about 10 minutes from Delavan, 10, 15 minutes from Delavan.
Okay.
And I came home, and my dad and I pulled into our driveway, and I got out of the car, and we used to have this big pole barn in the back. And there was, it was just like pitch blackout. I think it was supposed to rain that same night, and it was like the middle of June. So I was supposed to just, you know, grab my bag because I was at my grandparents' because I was at school. So I grab my bag, I get out, and my dad's like, hey, I'll be over at the house in just a minute. I got to go put something away because he was working. And I was like, okay, you know, no problem. And I walked over, and we used to have this big pine tree in our backyard. I used to go over there just because it was, like, right next to our neighbor's farm. And I used to just go there just to hang out and just wait for my dad. And basically what happened is I just was sitting there minding my business, probably playing with sticks because, I mean, I was 8 years old. sitting there just playing with whatever, and I heard this like loud howl, which was not very out of the ordinary because I mean there was, you know, coyotes around the area all the time.
Is there wolves in the area, or is it just coyotes?
It depends. Some areas you can get wolves, but usually it's coyotes.
Okay.
Usually. It depends on the time of year too. But like I was just sitting there and out of the blue I just heard this like loud, like kind of lo it was like lower pitched than a normal coyote kind of howl. But I was thinking at first, like, oh, it's just a wolf, they won't attack us. It sounded really far down because we used to live way down, like towards the end of our street. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, you know what? It's fine. It's just probably the coyotes or something like that. And like 2 minutes later, I hear it again, and it's like it's getting closer, and it just like it sounded like a deep, like gravelly, like howl. Like it wasn't normal. It was like this deep,
It
like
was deeper, yeah, because I know what coyotes sound like, and
because this was like deep and like not even like wolf deep. It was like deeper than a wolf.
oh wow.
So it was just like very strange. So I was like, okay, that's a little weird. I don't know if I really like that.
Did it sound
And
close by,
then
or was it like far off in the woods echoing?
it kind of sounded like it was real kind of closer because there was the way our yard was, it was our house, our neighbor had a farm, across the street was another farm, and then there's a little, like a very small little forest that is not even that big. It's like I think like maybe 2, maybe 3 acres, if that. And it sounded like that. It was like over there. And I'm just thinking, okay, whatever, it's just something's going on down there, whatever. And like not even a minute later, I just heard like it sounded like a horse running, but like really fast, like going at a quick pace.
So it's not. To me, when you refer to a horse, it almost sounds like something heavy.
It did. It sounded very like kind of heavy, but like it to me it sounded like a horse. It was very like heavy and just kind of fast moving. And basically I stopped because I was listening to my dad. My dad and I were walking back to our house, and my dad stopped me and he's like, wait a minute. And I'm like, okay. And he's sitting there and he's like, what the heck is that? Because it was, you could faintly see it. Like you could see it, but it was bigger than a wolf, for sure.
So your dad was with you when this happened.
My dad was with me, but it was like, that was like, oh boy, what time would it have been? Probably like 8:30 at that time. And my dad was with me, and my dad's like, what the heck is that? So my dad grabbed me by the arms and he pulled me, we ran up to the house, and my dad's like, okay, you stay here. We were on my deck, and my dad's like, hold on, I'll be right back. And he went out and grabbed a
I
gun,
knew
and
it. He's like, I ain't playing.
And then he came back out, and while he's gone, I'm sitting there, and this thing is like just like hunched over, like if you basically the best way I can explain it is it looks like two dogs, like the size of like two big dogs together.
That's definitely a beast for sure. Was it on all fours, hunched over, or was it bipedal standing upright, or could you not tell?
I couldn't see it very well, but it kind of looked like, how like cats and dogs, like they sit on like they have their two paws, like they're standing up and the back two are sitting on their, they're sitting down. It looked like that. It looked like that.
And this was just off
So
in the woods?
it was off in the woods, but it was like it started running again and it stopped because it went from the little property, the 3 acres or whatever. It ran across the road and went into my neighbor's backyard and then like walked around because they had a huge fence for the cows that they had. It walked around the fence and did like a circle like 3 times.
Sounds like he was after one of the cows or something for a meal or a snack.
That's what I was thinking, because I'm like, that's
messed up. Was there any animal mutilations in the area or even with your neighbors that you could recall remembering?
Not that I remember, but I actually, no, I can't say that, because there was one actually down closer, down the road, one of the other roads. There was one, but that I think was just by a car, I think. I don't know. Hmm. But I think that one was just like it got hit, some animal got hit by a car or something like that.
Maybe.
But it was just like this thing just kept sitting there, and just like it looked like it's, because again, it was very like kind of hard to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was like staring at me. And I will say it was definitely like pitch black. Like,
was it nighttime when you were witnessing this, or you said 8:30, yeah, right? Was it dark?
It was like, yeah, it was dark out.
Okay.
Because the sun just went down and it was starting to just start like getting, not like super dark, but like it was starting to get definitely dark out.
Okay.
And it was just like sitting there, and then it just like stared and it sniffed a couple times and walked around a little bit, and then my dad came back out and he's like, I don't know what the heck to do with that thing. And I'm like, I don't either.
Yeah, don't want to piss it off.
Yeah. He's like, I really want to shoot it, but I really don't want to shoot it.
Yeah, because if it's not attacking you, and it's maybe it's just curious.
And that's what we were thinking. And then I think like a couple minutes later, it kind of just like walked over into our yard, and it walked behind our barn. And my dad's like, oh, I'll be right back. And then my dad came back and he's like, I don't know what the heck that thing is doing. He's like, it's just standing there. He's like, it didn't do anything. It didn't howl, didn't growl, didn't do anything. It just kind of stood there and looked at you and kind of like, because he saw it better than I did. Mm-hmm. He said it looked like it was just like staring at him. Like it was having like a staring contest with him.
That's crazy.
So I don't know like if it was or not, but it definitely walked back over, and then it walked back over to the neighbor's yard, and then it did a like a really like kind of faint howl, and then it growled a little bit. You can faintly hear it, and it just kind of ran off, and I was like, what the heck was that?
That's insane. Now when it was staring at you guys, did it have glowing eyes at all, or did it just have regular eyes from what you could tell?
I don't know if it was glowing or not, but it looked like it was glowing, but maybe it was just the moon. Like, maybe it was just the...
Well, I mean, if he was in the woods, I don't know if the moon really is going to retract from its eyes.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you could sort of, like, see, like, a twinkle every once in a blue moon, but that was about it. Like, you didn't really see a... like a full beam, but you saw like a twinkle every once in a while.
Was it just like a regular white twinkle? It wasn't colored like the stories that you hear?
I saw white. My dad said he saw white, but supposedly his cousin has seen it too, and he saw red, so I have no clue.
Well, its eyes can change color based off its personality if you piss it off, or maybe there's more than one. That's,
who knows?
I don't even know. I don't know what's scarier.
I think when my, I don't remember, because I might get this wrong, but I think what happened with my dad's cousin was, I think he was hunting and he shot next to it. I think that's why it changed colors, is because of that.
Okay.
But for me, it was just white. It was just like normal eye color and just like dark eyes just like stared at you and kind of just like, I noticed it drooled. I remember that. It drooled a lot.
Oh, wow. So you weren't that far off. If you could see some drool, how far away was it? If you could just guess.
If I had a guess, I'd say probably 50 feet.
Okay.
Or 20. Well, actually, I think the closest it got to me was like, because our yard was about 10 acres, Because, or actually, no, it would have been 5. My bad, not 10. That's my other one. My bad.
Wow.
It would have been like, I don't know. It would have been probably like, if I had to guess, probably 3 car lengths.
Hmm.
3-4 cars. Like, if you lined it up with a car or something, it would be like 3-4 cars from my house.
Maybe a good 30, 35 feet, give or take.
Probably. Yeah.
That's 30, 35 feet too dang close, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Especially if you're just out there and you're unarmed, especially as a child. That's insane. Like, were you, like, screaming at all? Were you crying? Were you, like, running to the house?
No,
or were you stunned and just, like, frozen in place? Or
I guess I wasn't really stunned. I was just more, like, I don't know. This is going to kind of sound stupid. I was intrigued. I was like, man, that thing's cool. My dad's like, hey. Well, I'm like, that's cool. I like that thing. My dad was, like, not scared, but he was, like, determined to kill that thing. And my dad's, like, sitting there, like, pointing at it. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, yeah.
So when it was like, outside moving around from your neighbors to your yard, was it just in that particular area in the backyards, or was it like circling the terrain at all? Like circling the property? Or do you
not know? It seemed like it was like circling the property at my neighbor's. Ours, it never really did that. It kind of just went around the barn and sniffed a couple of things and walked away.
But your neighbors had cows.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any farm animals?
No, we did not. No.
Okay, then maybe that's why it was circling the neighbors, because it was looking to see where its prey could be at.
Yeah. So, it was a very, I will say, a very interesting little occurrence. I guess that's the only thing I gotta say, is I was more intrigued than I was scared. I mean, I was a little like scared, but I was kind of more like, that's kind of cool. But also at the same time, like, please don't kill me. I would like to be alive. Thank you very much.
I think I would kind of feel the same way. I would be,
like,
intrigued, like, wow, like, what the hell is that? You know, you're puzzled and you want to know more. But at the same time, it's a threat. It's a potential threat. So it's like you got to have your guard up and be prepared to run, too.
Exactly. Because thankfully I was on my deck and I would have just ran inside and I think I would have been okay, but who knows?
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Your dad had a gun, you know.
Yeah, my dad was locked and loaded and ready to go.
Yeah, and that's pretty sad, because there's states out there where they don't want people having guns. And I'm like, this is a prime example why everybody has the right to own something to protect their property.
Exactly.
Especially out there in the country, you don't know what the hell's out there. I mean, even if it's not a dog man or a werewolf, or if it's a skinwalker, a wendigo, or the rake, or whatever.
You know.
There's just so much out. There's so much out there, and there's so much of the unexplained.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, the myth of the Bray Road. So what I was reading from sources that I've read online, and from what people have told me, is it considered a werewolf? Is it a shapeshifter? Is it a human? Or is it more on the lines of a dog man, which just is a beast and it doesn't talk, it doesn't transform? Like, because, you know, there is a difference between a werewolf and a dog man. The werewolf is a human that is cursed, that shapeshifts. But a dog man isn't cursed. It doesn't shapeshift. It was not human ever. So other than that, their visuals are very, very similar looking outside of those factors. So what is the whole mythological background of Bray Road?
For me, like, from what I remember from like all my parents and everything, it was just like, it was sort of like a dog man. It depends on, I guess, who you ask, because it seems like in our area, it was like different generations had like different stories. Like, it was, oh, it's a shapeshifter. No. It's a dog man. No, it's a werewolf. Like, it just depends on who you ask. So I kind of had to grow up with the generation that thought it was more of a dog man than a werewolf.
Because I know there's the Rougarou down in Louisiana, and that's supposedly a werewolf because it is a shapeshifter. It's someone that's cursed.
Right.
But I didn't know as far as Bray Road Beast.
As far as Yeah, because as far as I can remember, Bray Road was always, I believe, a closer to a dog man.
And you're right next to Michigan, too, so I totally would probably go that route, too, if I was to guess.
Yeah.
So how far is Lyons to Bray Road? Or is it in the same town?
Lyons to Bray Road, it's about a 5-minute drive, if that.
Oh, so you lived really close to Bray Road. And is Bray Road a back road, or is it like a main road that goes through towns, or...
It's a back road that you can take to get to Elkhorn very easily.
Okay.
Even though it's so funny to me. Everyone hypes up Bray Road, yet it's so boring. It's such a stupidly boring road to drive on.
Yeah, until you hit a dog man and it scrapes up your car and chases you.
Yeah. Besides that, I mean, literally, Bray Road is a bunch of cornfields and a couple houses, and that's about it.
So it's all farmland out there?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, and it's all private property, I'm assuming, as well.
It's mostly public. I think there's, like, maybe one private property.
Okay, I was just thinking about the cornfields, if those were, like, farms and stuff like that out there.
They mostly are, but it's mostly, because it's actually funny, I don't know if I really want to say that because I don't want to dox myself, but my dad's friend is, his dad owns like half that area's cornfield.
Oh.
So.
Does he have any stories about the Bray Road Beast?
The one that I remember is there was a kid in my school that said him and his parents were coming home in the blizzard. We had a really nasty blizzard in 2011. And I actually remember that storm.
Yeah, we had hail in 2011 out here in East Tennessee. Of course, we didn't live here at the time, but the neighbors were talking about it.
Yeah, because we had in southeastern Wisconsin, we had some nasty blizzards, like to the point that literally you could barely see your windshield.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, it was definitely, for me, it was the nastiest storm I've ever been in.
Oh, wow.
Because they legit...
And this is the same year that you saw this encounter?
Because mine was in June. This would have been January of 2011.
Okay, so wintertime. Okay.
Yeah. Because I remember everyone talked about it at school. It was like this big thing at school. Like, oh my god, he saw the Bray Road werewolf or dog man or whatever. He was like, I saw it, man. I tell you that. I saw it. He tried to jump up on my car and whatever. And I guess I semi-believe his story because his seems kind of sort of realistic. But again, we're in a blizzard. How would you know? Like... He said that his parents stopped and that's how they saw it, and it was going to walk up to the car and then they swerved around it and drove. But again, I don't know if that one's true or if that's just some stupid story he wanted to use to get, you know, popular at school.
The thing is that a lot of people will take that myth to their advantage for attention. And start making a lot of crap up for popularity or for attention, just in general, to hype up the myth even more. When you got real people that have really experienced something horrifying, and they have nightmares because of what they saw.
I won't say I had nightmares, but I was definitely terrified afterwards.
Oh, I bet, especially because it's like, oh god, this thing knows where I live. You know, like it's gonna come back.
Exactly, because I think for me it was more excitement when I saw it and kind of nervous, but like afterwards, like the realization snapped in my head and I'm like, oh yeah, that's not good.
Not at all.
So
that's insane. Have you seen it since, or it was just that one time when you were a kid?
It was just that one time, surprisingly.
And of course, you moved away to a different area, too, so that might be a reason why. How long were you living in Lyon? Was it for a long time?
I lived in Lyons until about 2017, I believe.
Okay, so quite a bit. Okay.
And now I live in the next town over. My mom and I live in the next town over.
Okay.
So,
Interesting.
yeah.
Well, that's insane. I definitely think the dog man was not really curious about you and your dad, but I think he was more curious for your neighbors and their
Oh,
cows. I really think that's
yeah.
what he was after. I really think that's
I
what he
think
was kind of curious about.
I think so
I just
too.
think it was surprise because it wasn't expecting for it to be seen by anybody. Like he didn't know you guys were going to be outside.
Right. I think it was just more like it realized like, oh, there's people here.
Yeah, and I'm actually really happy that your dad didn't fire at it because things could have escalated a lot worse.
It could have kind of a lot. It could have ended up as being a lot
I've heard a
worse.
lot of stories of people trying to shoot at the beast and it doesn't go well for them. I don't know if they're not
Oh.
bulletproof, but it seems like when the adrenaline's pumping, people don't seem to aim as good as they should, and by that time the beast has already gotcha.
Right.
So that's pretty scary. Brandon, I would really like to thank you for coming on the show tonight and telling us your personal story of the Bray Road Dogman, werewolf, whatever you want to call it. I appreciate it very much. Hopefully, people learn something new from this video tonight. Avoid the road at night. Hell, even during the day. Just basically be aware of your surroundings and keep safe, people. And
Don't be dumb.
watch out for the dog, man. That's all I gotta say. So, if you guys like the video tonight, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Click that bell so you never miss another video. Give it a thumbs up, and we'll see you next time.